Okay, so are you ready to dive into talking avatars? It's crazy how far this tech has come. I mean, we're not talking like those old school chatbots. We're talking about creating really realistic avatars that look and sound like real people. It's like something out of a movie, like they can have a voice, they can move, they can interact, and the craziest thing is anyone can do it now. So for this deep dive, we've got three awesome sources to help us wrap our heads around all of this. First, we've got this YouTube tutorial by Dorlita Blakely. She actually walks through the entire process of creating a talking avatar from scratch. Then we've got this guide from BodWA's Level Publishing. It talks about all the different ways people are using these avatars, like the range is insane. And finally, we've got this article from Revenue Marketing Alliance. They take a closer look at the role of AI in all of this, which is a whole other rabbit hole.
Yeah, it's wild how accessible this technology has become. I mean, just a few years ago, creating a realistic talking avatar was this really specialized thing. You'd need a whole team of experts, expensive software, all this complicated stuff. But now, with tools like DALL-E and Canva, ChatGPT 11 Labs, you can do it all from your laptop.
It's like mind-blowing, right? Like Dorlita Blakely in her tutorial, she actually clones her own voice for her avatar using 11 Labs. It's like, whoa, the future is here.
Yeah, and that voice cloning thing is a game changer.
Yeah.
Think about it. You could have every piece of content, like educational videos, marketing materials, delivered by an avatar with your voice.
Okay, hold on. That's both incredibly cool and a little bit freaky. I mean, what happens to authenticity if anyone can clone anyone else's voice?
That's the big question, isn't it? It raises all kinds of ethical and philosophical questions that we're just starting to think about as a society.
So in the tutorial, Dorlita uses this app called DID to put it all together. You know, the image, the script, the voice, and then she animates it and makes it talk. Have you ever played around with DID?
Yeah, and it's super intuitive. It's a good example of how user-friendly these tools are becoming.
So you're saying I could make my own talking avatar this weekend? Like, I'm not exactly a tech whiz, but it seems pretty doable from Dorlita's tutorial.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that's where that Bozzi level guide comes in. They don't just cover the how-to. They also talk about all the crazy ways you can use these avatars. It's not just novelty stuff either. This technology could change entire industries.
Okay, so what kind of uses are we talking about?
Well, the guide mentions customer service, virtual tours, education, healthcare, even therapy. Imagine you could access personalized medical advice or educational support anytime you need it through an avatar.
Whoa, that would be huge, especially for people in like remote areas or who don't have access to those services easily. It's like having your own personal expert on call 247.
Exactly. And businesses are already using them. The guide talks about using avatars for employee onboarding, training product demos, interactive presentations, all sorts of stuff.
Wait, so I could have an avatar teach my online course for me. Now that's an idea. But seriously, it's pretty amazing to think that this tech could make expertise more accessible to anyone.
For sure. And that's where the AI conversation gets really interesting, because it's not just about the avatars themselves, it's about the intelligence that's driving them.
Which brings us to that Revenue Marketing Alliance article. They were saying this isn't just about cool avatars, it's about the growing role of AI in our lives in general.
And the personalization potential is what's really exciting to me. Like, imagine an avatar that remembers your preferences, adapts to how you learn, gives you a totally customized experience.
Okay, that's kind of blowing my mind. So we're not just talking about an avatar that looks like me, we're talking about an avatar that thinks like me, learns like me.
Exactly. It's next level stuff. And it brings up some big questions about the future of learning communication, how we interact with computers. We're at this point where the lines between human and artificial intelligence are blurring.
It's like we're stepping into a science fiction novel. I mean, a few years ago, the idea of AI-powered avatars that learn and adapt to us seemed like a movie.
It really did. But here we are, right on the edge of this huge technological leap. It's both exciting and kind of scary.
I totally get that. On the one hand, you see the amazing potential for good, like personalized education, better healthcare, breaking down communication barriers, but then you can't help but think about the downsides too.
And it's really important to have these conversations now while the tech is still being developed. We need to be proactive in shaping the future we want to see.
You know, the Boz level guide kind of paints this rosy picture of avatars helping us with everything. But do you ever worry that we might become too reliant on them?
Oh yeah, that's a valid concern. One potential downside is that we might lose some human connection. If we're always interacting with avatars, even if they're super lifelike, it could affect how we connect with other people.
Right. It's like when you're out to dinner with friends and everyone's on their phones instead of actually talking. It's like we're forgetting how to be present and have real human interaction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Avatars can be awesome for communication, but they shouldn't replace real human connection. We got to find a balance.
For sure. And I think that's why the whole transparency thing is so important. As these avatars get more advanced and integrated into our lives, we need to understand how they work, like how they make decisions, what data they're using, all that.
Totally agree. Transparency builds trust.
Yeah.
If we're going to trust these avatars with things like education or healthcare, we need to know they're making decisions fairly and ethically.
Which brings us back to that point you made earlier about the potential for misuse. I mean, imagine someone creating a deep fake avatar of a politician or celebrity and using it to spread fake news or manipulate people.
It's scary to think about, but we got to be prepared for it. Any powerful technology can be misused. That's why we need ethical guidelines and regulations around these avatars.
It's almost like we need a new set of laws for the digital age, right? Laws to protect our privacy, ensure transparency, prevent people from using this tech for bad stuff.
Exactly. We need a framework that promotes responsible innovation, one that puts human well-being first.
Okay, so we've talked about the downsides, but let's go back to the good stuff for a minute. I'm still really excited about personalized learning. Imagine an AI tutor that adapts to your learning style and how fast you learn.
The potential for education is huge. We could have a world where every student has a personalized learning plan, one that helps them reach their full potential, education that's tailored to each person's needs and what they're interested in.
And what about healthcare? Avatars could be there for patients 24/7, answer their questions, help them manage their health, even provide companionship for people who are isolated.
Healthcare could be totally transformed by this. It could mean a future where everyone has access to quality healthcare no matter where they live or how much money they have. Healthcare that's more personal, proactive, and easy to get.
It's pretty amazing to think about all the possibilities. It's clear that we're not just talking about a new gadget here. We're talking about a fundamental shift in how we live, learn, work, and interact with each other.
You got it. It's a big shift. And it's up to us to make sure it's a good one. One that benefits all of humanity.
It feels like we're at a crossroads.
I agree.
This technology has the power to change the world in some really big ways, but it's our choice to decide what that future looks like.
It's not about whether the tech will keep developing, because it will. It's about how we use it to make things better.
So what kind of world do you see with talking avatars? What are you hopeful about, and what are you worried about?
Well, I hope we use this tech to create a world that's more inclusive and fair. A world where everyone can get information, education, and support. I can see avatars helping to break down language barriers, connect people from different cultures, and give personalized learning experiences.
It's like making knowledge and expertise available to everyone, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But my worry is that we'll become so dependent on these avatars that we forget how important human connection is. We can't let technology replace the things that make us human.
Like that saying, to err is human. To really mess things up, you need a computer.
Yeah, that's a good one. It reminds us that technology is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used in good ways or bad ways. It's our responsibility to use it wisely.
So thinking about all this, what kind of avatar would you create and what would you use it for?
That's a good question. I think I'd make an avatar that could help people from different cultures understand each other better. One that could translate languages, explain cultural differences, and help people connect on a deeper level. I think that would be a really amazing use of this tech.
That's a beautiful idea. It's like building bridges instead of walls.
Exactly. What about you? What kind of avatar would you create?
You know, honestly, I think I'd make an avatar of my grandmother. She passed away a few years ago, and I miss her a lot. I'd love to be able to talk to her again, hear her stories, ask her for advice. I know it wouldn't be the same as having her here, but it would be a way to keep her memory alive and feel connected to her again.
That's a really nice thought. It shows how much we need connection and how technology can help us, even when people aren't physically here.
It does, doesn't it? It feels like we're on the verge of something huge, something that could really change things. And it's both exciting and a little scary at the same time.
I agree.
We have the power to make the future more connected, more inclusive, and more human. But we also have to make sure we're using this tech wisely and ethically.
I couldn't agree more. The future is in our hands. Let's make it a good one.
So there you have it, folks. Our deep dive into the world of talking avatars. It's a world full of possibilities, but it's also a world that requires us to think carefully and have important conversations. As we move forward, we have to stay informed, talk about these issues, and make conscious choices about how we want to shape the future. And to you, dear listener, we leave you with this question. What kind of avatar would you create, and what would you use it for? The possibilities, as we've learned, are truly endless. Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive into the ideas that are shaping our world. It's like we're stepping into a science fiction novel. I mean, a few years ago, the idea of AI-powered avatars that learn and adapt to us seemed like a movie.
It really did. But here we are, right, on the edge of this huge technological leap. It's both exciting and kind of scary.
I totally get that. On the one hand, you see the amazing potential for good, like personalized education, better healthcare, breaking down communication barriers. But then you can't help but think about the downsides, too.
And it's really important to have these conversations now while the tech is still being developed. We need to be proactive in shaping the future we want to see.
You know, the Bossy Level Guide kind of paints this rosy picture of avatars helping us with everything. But do you ever worry that we might become too reliant on them?
Oh, yeah. That's a valid concern. One potential downside is that we might lose some human connection. If we're always interacting with avatars, even if they're super lifelike, it could affect how we connect with other people.
Right. It's like when you're out to dinner with friends and everyone's on their phones instead of actually talking. It's like we're forgetting how to be present and have real human interaction.
Exactly. Avatars can be awesome for communication, but they shouldn't replace real human connection. We got to find a balance.
For sure. And I think that's why the whole transparency thing is so important. As these avatars get more advanced and integrated into our lives, we need to understand how they work, like how they make decisions, what data they're using, all that.
Totally agree. Transparency builds trust. If we're going to trust these avatars with things like education or healthcare, we need to know they're making decisions fairly and ethically.
Which brings us back to that point you made earlier about the potential for misuse. I mean, imagine someone creating a deepfake avatar of a politician or celebrity and using it to spread fake news or manipulate people.
It's scary to think about, but we got to be prepared for it. Any powerful technology can be misused. That's why we need ethical guidelines and regulations around these avatars.
It's almost like we need a new set of laws for the digital age, right?
Yes.
Laws to protect our privacy, ensure transparency, prevent people from using this tech for bad stuff.
Exactly. We need a framework that promotes responsible innovation, one that puts human well-being first.
Okay, so we've talked about the downsides, but let's go back to the good stuff for a minute. I'm still really excited about personalized learning. Imagine an AI tutor that adapts to your learning style and how fast you learn.
The potential for education is huge. We could have a world where every student have a personalized learning plan, one that helps them reach their full potential, leveraging education that's tailored to each person's needs and what they're interested in.
And what about healthcare? Avatars could be there for patients 24/7, answer their questions, help them manage their health, even provide companionship for people who are isolated.
Healthcare could be totally transformed by this. It could mean a future where everyone has access to quality healthcare, no matter where they live or how much money they have. Healthcare that's more personal, proactive, and easy to get.
It's pretty amazing to think about all the possibilities. It's clear that we're not just talking about a new gadget here. We're talking about a fundamental shift in how we live, learn, work, and interact with each other.
You got it. It's a big shift. And it's up to us to make sure it's a good one. One that benefits all of humanity.
It feels like we're standing at a crossroads, doesn't it? This technology could change the world in some really big ways, but it's up to us to decide what that future looks like.
Yeah, I agree. It's not a question of if this technology will keep advancing, because it will. It's about how we use it to make things better.
So what kind of world do you see with talking avatars? What are you hopeful about? What are you worried about?
Well, I hope we use this tech to create a world that's more inclusive and fair. A world where everyone can get information, education, and support. I can see avatars helping to break down language barriers, connect people from different cultures, and give personalized learning experiences.
It's like making knowledge and expertise available to everyone, right?
Exactly. But my worry is that we'll become so dependent on these avatars that we forget how important human connection is. We can't let technology replace the things that make us human.
Like that saying, to err is human, to really mess things up, you need a computer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It reminds us that technology is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used in good ways or bad ways. It's our responsibility to use it wisely.
So thinking about all this, what kind of avatar would you create and what would you use it for?
That's a good question. I think I'd make an avatar that could help people from different cultures understand each other better. One that could translate languages, explain cultural differences, and help people connect on a deeper level. I think that'd be a really amazing use of this tech.
That's a beautiful idea. It's like building bridges instead of walls.
Exactly. What about you? What kind of avatar would you create?
You know, honestly, I think I'd make an avatar of my grandmother. She passed away a few years ago, and I miss her a lot. I'd love to be able to talk to her again, hear her stories, ask her for advice. I know it wouldn't be the same as having her here, but it would be a way to keep her memory alive and feel connected to her again.
That's a really nice thought. It shows how much we need connection and how technology can help us, even when people aren't physically here.
It does, doesn't it? It feels like we're on the verge of something huge, something that could really change things. And it's both exciting and a little scary at the same time.
I agree. We have the power to make the future more connected, more inclusive, and more human. But we also have to make sure we're using this tech wisely and ethically.
I couldn't agree more. The future is in our hands. Let's make it a good one. So there you have it, folks, our deep dive into the world of talking avatars. It's a world full of possibilities, but it's also a world that requires us to think carefully and have important conversations. As we move forward, we have to stay informed, talk about these issues, and make conscious choices about how we want to shape the future. And to you, dear listener, we leave you with this question: what kind of avatar would you create, and what would you use it for? The possibilities, as we've learned, are truly endless. Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive into the ideas that are shaping our world.